Be'ezus Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tumas Mason, the laws of Tumah that comes from a corpse, in the third Perek, in the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Purity, where in this Perek, the Rambam continues the laws of Tumas Mes and discusses how do these entities contaminate other things. As Rambam gets halacha alfa regarding first concluding the category of things that contaminate. So Elu Metameh B'Magom Masa Oil, these are things which we said are unique to that of a dead person. They contaminate in these three ways of touch, caring, and oil, are Hamest, the dead person itself. Afila Nefil, and this is even a stillborn Shalei Neskasha about a Magidin, that even though its limbs has not yet even become connected with its ligaments, Ukezayis M'Bat B'Sar Hames, and the olive size of the flesh of a dead person, Ukezayis Notzel, an olive size of that liquid that oozes out, Ve'evim Nachai, and the limb from a living person, Ve'evim Hames, and the limb from a dead person, Sheyesh Lim Basakur, that has enough flesh to regenerate, Va'ashidra, and the spine, Va'gugoylis, and the skull, Ve'ebinyon, the majority of the structure of the person, Ve'ebinyon, the majority of the amount of ligaments of the person, Ve'evatzamis, and the quarter of a kav of bones, Mikamakam, in all situations, even though that quarter of a cow of bones doesn't have the majority of the structure or that of the number of ligaments of limbs, and also a quarter of a leg of this steeped blood, which is blood that dripped from a person that was murdered between when he was living and when he was dying, which is mixed together with those two bloods, which that tuma is rabbinic, hakol, all that together, 12 forms of tumas mes that contaminate the magom masa of oil. Now halacha beis ve'lo mitamei b'magom masa ve'im mitam oil. The following, however, only contaminate through touch and by caring, and not with oil, are evim menachai, limb from a living person, shechasa basari, which it's lacking from its flesh, and ve'im bo'il lahalas arucha, does not have enough that it could regenerate if it was on a living person. Ve'evim min hames, and the limb of a dead person, shechasa basari oy atzmoi, that's missing from the flesh or from the bone, ve'lo nisha basik de lahalas arucha, and it also does not have enough of flesh to regenerate. The bone is missing, even though it has the amount of bone, the amount of flesh that can regenerate. And the backbone, the spine that's missing, and it does not have a quarter or calf of bones. And also the skull is missing, and it also does not have a quarter or calf of bones. And the etzim, the bone, I feel like it's even the size of a barleycorn. The eretz amim, the lands of the nations of the world, the base of pras, and a field that was plowed over. Hakol shiva, this altogether is seven, which really it's counted as eight, but maybe the evrim and the mace, that's chaser atzmai, and has basically al zarucha, and that which does not have, maybe that's counted as one, so that was altogether seven. Halacha gimel, hagoyl v'adayfik, which we explained in the previous parak, which is also going to be explained in which we had in halacha tezvav, which these are the sides and the covering of the grave. Metama b'magom oil kakeber actually contaminates by touch and by oil like a grave, but the in metama masa does not contaminate by carrying. Hargakov, the dust metama b'masa oil, and here there's differences of that which only have two, but not the two that we said in the previous halacha. Rather, this one we just said was magan oil, and this one, the Barakov, is metama b'masa oil, contaminates by being carried and by oil, but the imatam maga does not contaminate by touch, as I said in the previous prayer, because you can't touch all of it. Tumas riva tumas ba'oil, a tum of a quarter of a kav of bones in the oil. The tumas riva is dam, the tum of a quarter of a loig of blood. The tumas ivish in the labasakura, and the tum of a limb does not have enough flesh to regenerate. Whether from a living person or a dead person, says Rami, you really, it appears to me shakul tumas and ainan din tara, that all of them are not biblical tumas. Shaharei, because the reason is ainan nazar megalechlein. The halacha is that a nazar who is not become tummy, he when he does become tummy has to cut off all the body here. He does not have to cut off his hair for these tumas. K'mishban ben nazir, like explain the laws of nazirs in Perek Zayin halacha beis. And moreover, in chayuvim lein al beis hamikdash, one's not liable if one is tummy with these tumas and coming into the beis hamikdash. So to Tumah betumah shal Torah chayv al beis hamikdash. Now the thing is, but if someone is tummy with biblical tumah, he is liable for coming to beis hamikdash. And here you're not. L'vikach aniyam, but therefore I say shal kol tumah menames she'en anuz megalechalel. Any tumah from a dead person that would not require the nuzah to cut off his hair in the entire, obviously not biblical, and therefore they must be rabbinic. Halacha Dalet continues qualifying this of the rekev of the dust of a dead person. Ein rekav hames metame, the dust of when it decomposes of the dead person does not contaminate. Actually, cover arim. Until he was buried naked, but Aron Shel Shayish in a ark made out in a coffin made out of marble, Oishel Shuchis or of glass, of a case of things like that where there's no rust and they also don't crumble into small pieces, Vikulishalim, and that the corpse was totally intact. was missing from him a limb. Oh, he was buried with a burial shroud. Or in the coffin made out of wood or of metal, then in recovery time. Then the rekev, the dust of that dead person, not going to contaminate. The reason for that is because you have the what's decomposed from the garment, or the kava etz, or the what's decomposed from the wooden coffin, or the rust of the metal, tis art of bedikav giveyasi, gets mixed in with the dust of the dead person. And it has to be only with the dead person. The rakav amatame, and the dust of that which contaminates, shenis arv by offer koshu, but let's say it was the qualified rakav. And then subsequently got mixed with some dust, that remains with tumah because that came afterwards. The rekiv did not happen at the same time as the dust being mixed in. Moreover, we only said the halacha of rekiv for a person who died, abul harik, someone who was murdered in the rekiv, does not have this halacha of rekiv. Halacha hey, kavash nemesim ke'achiv, two dead people buried together as one, or if let's say, different but same halachic idea, if let's say his hero or his fingernails were cut off, and they were buried with him, or a pregnant woman was buried with her fetus in her womb. In Lamrakov, they don't have Rakov again because there's something else over there besides the actual dead person itself that was connected to him that is decomposing over there and thus not qualifying with Allah above. Let's say a dead person was grinded down until it became dust. In the time it does not contaminate Ashayakov Melam until it decomposes on its own. Allah Zain. Now, Tchanai Kulai. But let's say the person was totally grinded up, this dead person, and then it was remained over there until it decomposes. Or let's say some of the person decomposed when he was alive, and the mason, then he died. The hirkum kulin then totally decomposed. And then hariza savi, that's such a doubt. And because it's not clear, it's not like either extreme. Then if someone comes tummy from two handfuls from this dust, again he's tummy out of doubt because it's not clear. Now, if someone has more than just two handfuls, from the earth that was found beneath a corpse, or from the dust that's found in the grave. Now, you don't know what its status is. Meaning, is it rakav from the oil which contaminates in the oil? Or maybe it's only dirt, dust that just got moist from that which is oozed out from the dead person and his blood. So, harizim b'tamei b'masa uva oil. So it's going to contaminate with masa and oil. And the reason for that is, shari yesh b'mloich hafnayim v'oid, because in two handfuls and more, is m'loich hafnayim rakav. In other words, we are stringent, we say that maybe this is rakav that will contaminate the measurement of two handfuls with masa and oil. Which, as Ram, the earlier appears to me, sh'av zu tumei b'dibur 7, that this tumei is also rabbinic and not from biblical halacha meshmer sinai. Halacha tes continues regarding a body that the form changed. Hamesha Nisraf, if a dead person was burnt, but the shulda kayemis, but the form of the person remained. And as long as there's the backbone and the ribs, there's a metamic mesham, so it's going to contaminate like a totally dead person, like an intact corpse. Now, v'entzach lemim nechrech, you have to say that if it's just singed, which that's less than being burnt, for sure it's going to have the halacha of tumah b'mes. Avlam Nisraf, but let's say the person was burnt, until it was totally mixed up, the form of the figure of the person, tar is going to be tar, it's not going to have the aloha as the mess anymore. And mechin shafer, so too, the undeveloped fetus, that's merukum, but at least it's formed, the limbs are recognizable, shatrafa b'mayim, but if it was mixed in water, tar is going to be purified, shatrafa b'mayim, because the whole figure was mixed up, and will not have the aloha of tumas mess. Halacha yod, b'sahar mesha nifrach, the flesh of a dead person that was crumbled, b'nasik ha-kemach, became like flour, tar is tar, and so too the ashes of that which was burnt is tar is going to be tar. So too the worms that come from the flesh of a dead person, whether they're dead or alive, tar are going to be tar. We already explained previously in Perek Beis halacha hey that the marrow is kabasar, is like the flesh become mokum in all situations. Whether from a corpse, whether from a dead carcass of an animal, whether from a sheretz. Halacha Rav talks about the tumah of the different parts of a person's body. So, or ha'adam, the skin of a person is kibsari, has halachic status like his flesh. V'im ibdu kol tzarkei. Now, if it was tanned, which like leather is made from animal skin, so let's say they took human flesh and they tanned it to make it necessary like a piece of leather, a hilich b'gidei ha'baydu were stepped on, the amount of how much it needs to be worked on so that it becomes tough, so biblically it's going to be tar, it's not considered as the human flesh anymore. Divrayim, but from rabbinical umetamim, because as kibbutz ames, it will still contaminate the sides of an olive, like the flesh of a dead person. As a gzeiras, rabbinic decree, shalil hargab b'nei adam, that people should not get accustomed, li'ibur ursa adam, to tan the skin of people, b'yishtamash b'hem, and to use them, which is disgraceful. So therefore they made it that it should have halach of tumah. Halachid beiz, ar haba keneged panam shal adam k'shivale, the skin that comes opposite the face of a baby, of a person, when he's being born, whether the baby was alive and the mother was alive, whether the baby was born dead and the mother was dead. Either way, that skin is going to be tar. They should come a petish because it's like waste matter, or like excrement, or vomit, or things like that, which is not, it's not considered halachically like the dead itself. Everything from a dead person is tummy, contaminates. Except for his teeth, vaser, and the hair, that's a burn, and the fingernail, if it was detached from the dead person. These things are that regenerate. Now, when they're still attached to the dead person, then everything's going to be tummy. So, let's say the corpse is outside of the room, but it's here, is sticking into the house. Everything in the house is going to become tummy from that here, because it's still attached to the mess. And so, let's say someone touches the here, or in the teeth, or in the fingernails, when they're attached to the mess, it becomes tummy. Now, here, that even before the person died, was going to be cut off. It was ready to be cut off. And the fingernails that was waiting there to be taken off, since they were ready to be taken off, therefore the situation of doubt, we consider like as if it was taken off or not. Whoever touches them is going to have a locha, a doubtful status of tamah. Now, kol mashka yitzim lemesim, any liquid that oozes out from a dead person is tar, is going to be tar. I mean, even though generally other source of tumah that ooze out the liquids are tummy, here it's going to be tar chutz min dam except for his blood. And b'chamari dam in a mace, and any red color that comes out of a dead person is tummy k'mashman, like we explained, which maybe means in perik beis alochid beis. No, neimah l'gozal mashke emes, why did they not make the gzer d'rabbanon on the liquids that come out of a dead person, k'devesh l'gozal mashke yitzim, that we call it mem, like they were gozer on all liquids that come out of all other sources of tumah. Reason they shamesh because a dead person akol b'dilim and everyone stays away from the corpse. So the gaza mashka, therefore they didn't have to make a zero on the liquids to keep people away. Halachi dalad kavet shenamicha, the liver that dissolves mitam ravisa contaminates in the measurement of ravias. Why? Nishi kedam nikva, because really the liver is like old blood and it's like blood that congealed, and blood the halacha of its tumah is the share of ravias. Dam cotton shetsa kulay, the blood of a minor that all the blood came out. It may be revius, but if it doesn't have a revius, it's going to be tar. Although it's all the blood of the minor, but if it's less than revius, it's not going to have the loch of tumma. Halacha the Zvav concludes regarding the following things, that if it's missing even a minute amount, it's not going to have a loch of tumma. The elum chasa kosher, these things, that if it's missing even a little bit, it's going to be tar, a revius dam, because that's the minimum, as we said in the previous halacha. That's in gesara, the bone the size of a barley corn, the gesara basa, all the size of flesh, because it's not so of the size of this liquid that oozes out of a dead person, and two handfuls of the dust of the dead person, of Avram Nachai, and the limb of a living person, is missing from the bone, the minute amount. All these things are exactly, if you have a little bit less than that, it's going to be tar.